Monstrous Maud, School Scare by A.B. Saddlewick. Read by Derin Edwards. Chapter 1. Maud Montague's pet rat had escaped again.
"No, Quentin," she hissed.
Her rat was scuttling along the top of the back seat of the school bus, heading straight for Warren the werewolf from the year above. Warren had his head back, snoozing with his tongue lolling from one side of his mouth.
"Quentin, come back right now," called out Maud as loudly as she dared.
Quentin turned back to her, brushing the wolf's stubby black nose with his tail as he did so.
"Achoo!"
Warren woke up with a noise that was part sneeze, part roar. Quentin squeaked and launched himself off Warren's shoulder and into Maud's pocket.
"Roar! What did you wake me up for?"
Warren asked Billy Bones, the skeleton who was sitting next to him.
"It wasn't me," said Billy.
"Well, why are you grinning then?"
asked Warren.
"I can't stop," said Billy. "Skeletons always grin."
Warren snarled.
"How convenient."
The brakes screeched, throwing everyone out of their seats, and the bus skidded to a halt at the side of the road. The driver honked the horn in three long blasts. Maud picked herself off the floor, checked Quentin was okay, and peered through the dirty windows. A limousine with the number plate Wicked zoomed past. Who on earth could be in such a hurry?
"Has anyone seen my left arm?"
said Zombie Zack.
"It's here," said the driver, fishing under the pedals.
The bus spluttered back into life and jolted away again.
"I wonder who that was," Maud muttered.